The Temelín nuclear power plant in South Bohemia never seems to leave the front pages. It is criticized on a regular basis by the Czech Republic's fiercely anti-nuclear neighbor Austria, as well as domestic opponents of atomic energy. They say it's dangerous because it combines Western operating technology with old Soviet design. Two leaks of slightly radioactive cooling liquid in recent weeks prompted Industry Minister Martin Riemann to call for a personal meeting with the heads of Temelín's operator CEZ and the State Authority for Nuclear Safety. Pavla Horáková has more.
Heads did not roll on Thursday, as some had perhaps expected, including Environment Minister Martin Bursík of the Green Party, who had called for the dismissal of the head of the Nuclear Safety Authority, Dana Drábová. Mr. Bursík was also present at the meeting on Thursday and said Ms. Drábová should be held accountable for Temelín's technical faults. Industry and Trade Minister Martin Riemann disagrees and says Temelín is safe.
The events had no effect on nuclear safety. They did not occur during the operation of the power station, but during a planned downtime. They were caused by human error. As a result, the station management and CEZ management adopted a set of measures. They're part of a broader system of safety measures at the Temelín nuclear power plant.
Nevertheless, the four participants of Thursday's meeting agreed that the power company CEZ and the State Authority for Nuclear Safety would submit a comprehensive report in a month's time, listing all the technical faults at Temelín since it began operating, and also the reactions of the Nuclear Safety Authority to them. Environment Minister Martin Bursík says the report will show how efficient the body is.
An overall assessment of the functioning of the nuclear safety body, its independence, its professionalism, and above all the authority it can assert over the CEZ power company, cannot be done on the basis of one or two events. But we need an overview of all the faults that have occurred at Temelín.
In a month's time, government ministers will discuss the Temelín report and decide on potential personnel changes. The head of the State Authority for Nuclear Safety, Dana Drábová, says she's prepared to accept the cabinet's decision.
I agree with Deputy Prime Minister Bursík that it is necessary for us to be able to show and defend the results of our work. The submission of the report will be a good opportunity for that. If we succeed, we'll be glad, and if we fail, it will be up to the government to decide what steps to take.
Dana Drábová, the head of the State Authority for Nuclear Safety, ending that report by Pavla Horáková.